Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story.
This story is from DuckHot891, who says, "Am I the asshole for funding my son's hobby, but not my daughter's?" So, my son fell in love with ice skating after he went on this reward trip when he was 8 with his school. After he came back from the trip, he begged and begged me to let him learn. I didn't want to go all in and he lose interest in a month, but he never lost interest, and the stars aligned when I saw someone give away a pair of children's skates on Facebook, and they were my son's size. So I got him the skates, and my best friend knew someone who worked at the ice rink and sorted it so my son could go in for free. So he could watch videos and practice whenever he could, and practically taught himself. His first pair of skates fell apart before he outgrew them, and I bought him a brand new ones for his 10th birthday. I surprised him with figure skating lessons. Since then, he's competed in a few competitions, but he mainly just does it because he enjoys it. When we moved, I paid for his membership at the ice rink. Whenever he outgrew or broke his skates, I would get him new ones. I drove him to practice and competitions. My son is now 16 and my daughter is 18. Unlike my son, my daughter never really had a hobby or anything. However, in the past few years, she had a few interests and that she would give up on after a few weeks. First it was crocheting, then it was baking, then it was yoga, and so on and so on. I didn't mind getting her things for her hobbies because it wasn't too expensive. However, recently she says she wants to start making jewelry, soaps, and makeup and start selling them. I offered to buy her some molds and told her to send me links to the ones she liked. The next day I got a text from her and had a bunch of soap molds, a bunch of different resin molds, and links to soap ingredients, pigments, resin, packaging, and a bunch of other stuff she would need. It was almost $600 worth of stuff, and almost everything she had asked for was the most expensive option. I told her that I wasn't getting her all of this and that I would buy her a few molds, not fund her small business. She told me that it's unfair that I've spent so much on her brother since he was little but won't support her interest this once. I told her that I don't want to spend hundreds for her to drop in less than a month. She said she then started crying and saying that I don't believe in her, her dedication and her talent, and that this is what she wants to do. She then left to her mother's and has been ignoring my call since. I didn't think I was in the wrong until she pointed out the possible favoritism and started crying. I feel horrible for making her cry. Am I the asshole, and how do I fix this? Edit. I got a DM about this, so wanted to elaborate on our family dynamic. Both my children have different mothers. Me and my daughter's mother split before she was born, amicably. We are still close friends and get on very well. Me and my son's mother split when he was 6 and she later passed when he was 8. They are half siblings. I am a lot better off financially than my daughter's mother. That is why I'm covering the expenses of her hobbies and not her mother. Edit 2. Some people have been asking me about how much I spend on each of my kids, so I'm going to copy and paste a comment I made responding and explaining this. Sorry I didn't include it in the original post. Then goes on to say, my son's membership is about $85 a month and he needs new skates every 2 to 3 years. His skates range from $150 to $200 and were obviously cheaper when he was younger. He pays for most of the entry fees for his competitions and makes his own outfits and costumes. For every hobby my daughter pursues, I spend about $50 to $75 on supplies and stuff until she gives it up, and that was what I was willing to pay for her this time. I have no issue with her exploring different hobbies, I just don't want to invest hundreds for the equipment to sit in a box gathering dust. If she continued to pursue and enjoy something, I would have no issue investing as much as she needed. Also, when it comes to her mother does not make as much as me, so when we split, I said I would cover any hobbies, clubs, extracurriculum, or school trips, unless she started making as much or more than me. She's a lot more stable now, but I've been promoted and still make more. We may not be together anymore, but I still care a lot about her. You know, in some ways on this one, I really feel for the daughter. As someone, I feel like the daughter's talking for me here in some ways. When I grew up, my first hobby was ice skating myself. Not figure skating, but, you know, I used to wear hockey skates and I used to be down the ice rink every day. My brother worked there so I could get in for free. And every summer holiday when we had like 6 weeks off or whatever, I'd be in that ice rink every single day. It was kind of like the social place for teenagers as well. So that led on to ice hockey and various other things. And I went through loads of skates, and they are not cheap. And through my life as well, I had various hobbies which have all been expensive hobbies. Like I've done 3D printing, which obviously I had to buy the 3D printer and filament and all that kind of stuff. YouTube was a big hobby. I've had loads of channels over the past. So camera equipment, microphones, new monitors, all that good stuff. Gaming. I even wanted to start a poster business at one stage. So I totally get not finding your thing, but I do understand as well at the same time, it is very expensive. So I understand this from the father's point of view, but I don't think it's the whole problem here. It feels to me anyway, it's more about, you know, she's not feeling supported in what she does. The son found his hobby very early on and was supported all the way through it. But, you know, maybe she hasn't been supported in her hobbies because they're viewed as, you know, she picks them up and drops them, so why bother supporting her kind of thing. I'm not saying that's the right thing, but it just kind of feels that way to me, that because she's lacking this support, that she doesn't feel it in that way, not just the monetary way. But I do understand at the same time, these hobbies ain't cheap. So Imaginary Jelly says, ooh, this is tricky. I want to empathize with your daughter because I also struggle with picking up and dropping hobbies, but I also understand you not wanting to drop $600 on supplies she might not even use. I'm leaning towards you not being the asshole, since you seem more than willing to compromise and have her start with baby steps, whereafter she threw a tantrum and is now giving you the silent treatment. On one hand, this sounds like untreated ADHD. I'm diagnosed and struggle with hobbies, and I tend to have an emotional response when I feel I'm not being supported. But on the other hand, it absolutely could be her trying to cow you into getting her way. It's hard to say, but as it stands, I'm going to go with not the arsehole. Perhaps when things calm down, you can have an honest, gentle conversation with her. Cat Got Your Tongue says, I think you may have mismanaged this, although we need more info. The problem probably isn't that you won't buy fancy soap molds, but more likely you aren't hearing what your daughter is saying. She feels unsupported by you. I'm sure there are ways you could support her without dropping $600, and you probably could have offered to get some of the items she wanted rather than all. But it seems like you haven't been as supportive of her generally. I know for you it seems like she drops hobbies willy-nilly. Classic. But have you considered the possibility that she's waiting for the hobby where you seem involved as you were with your son skating? What things have you found on Facebook Marketplace for her? You pulled strings with friends so your son could skate. What did you do to make a hobby of your daughter's more accessible to her? This might not be about investing in her business, it might be about investing in her as a person. Are you satisfied you have shown equal love and support to your children? ADG says, no one's an arsehole here. As a fellow parent with a child who's hopped from hobby to hobby over the years, I know it can be frustrating. People with kids, and definitely people without kids with mental health struggles, wouldn't understand how hard it is sometimes, and I do think it sounds like your daughter has unresolved issues with focusing and her attention span. Has she ever been diagnosed with ADHD? It's very common in folks with ADHD to start and stop new hobbies. Boom Button says, not the arsehole, you spent that much on your son over the course of many years, after he demonstrated a lasting interest. If your daughter demonstrates a lasting interest, you can buy her more stuff for a hobby then. And one more from Brief Horror, who says, not the arsehole, maybe pay for a few classes at a local art studio. Starting a business, making things you don't know how to make is next to impossible. Taking some art classes is fun, enriching, and while it may not save you money, it won't end up with you having a bunch of ingredients you'll have to sell. So, now let's move on to that update to find out what happened next. Update. Hi, I want to say thank you for all the messages, even those who said I was the arsehole. They have given possible insight into how my daughter may view the situation. I text my daughter that I just wanted to talk to her and for her to call me when she was ready, as I didn't want to push her if she still needed some space. She called me a little bit later. I explained to her that I truly do believe in her and that I only care that she has fun and does what she enjoys. I asked if she really does feel like I favoured her brother and haven't given her as much attention as she liked. She broke down and said that it wasn't true, but she was jealous of him. He had found what he loved to do and she, despite being older, had not. It made her feel like she wouldn't accomplish anything. I told her that wasn't true and that she is a wonderful and bright young woman. We talked for a bit and I let her express how she felt. There were a few things she said that made me realize some mistakes I have made and things I can do to help. I then proposed to her a deal. I still wouldn't give her the $600, but I would give her $85 a month to go to whatever hobby she wanted to do. The same amount I spend on my son's membership. She can send it or save it. I also suggested that instead of trying to make three very different kinds of products, she should start with one, and she should show me a financial plan and decided to pursue this as a business instead of just a hobby. I made sure to tell her, I don't mind whatever way she takes this. I don't mind whatever way she takes this, that I may invest. I don't want any sort of shares or put pressure on her to earn. I just want some of her product every now and then. She loved this idea. I apologized for making her feel like I didn't believe in her and she apologized for throwing a fit. Also, just because I don't want any confusion about this being unequal. My son has told me, a while ago, I just didn't think it was relevant to this post, that he wants to get some custom skates, so is saving to buy his next pair by himself. Again, thank you for all the comments and advice. And I'm very glad that they was able to talk it out in the end and come to some sort of compromise. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Story. Our next story is from ThrowawayHunter37, who says, am I the arsehole for telling my husband to stop disrespecting our surrogate? Me, female 34, my husband Hunter, male 37, suffered from fertility problems. We recently decided to get a surrogate who's a friend of a friend. We were busy getting everything done legally. We already had a contract in place. My egg was used, so no worries in this regard. Plus, our surrogate is a respectful, kind woman who's been keeping her part of the contract intact. But it's Hunter who's starting to act strange. I've noticed that he's been focusing all his attention on our surrogate, like skipping work to visit her or get her things she didn't ask for, chat with her all the time on social media, and also constantly offering to do things for her, like drive her places and sometimes even invite her out or offer to repair stuff for her. She complained to me about this and even told me about the things he's been doing and that I didn't even know about, like bringing her gifts. I tried speaking to him about what this looks like, but he said he's doing what he's doing for his son and not her. Still, I asked that he tone it down and respect the woman's space. He got mad at me and accused me of being jealous of the woman who's carrying my own child and said that this makes me look bad. I said our surrogate was the one who complained about his behavior, and he said that this wasn't true. Apparently, this made him somewhat angry, so I gave him time to cool down a bit. Yesterday, our surrogate called me, saying Hunter came over and told her guests to leave. I asked why, and she said he wanted to show her the 9K car he bought for her. I was shocked. She said she declined the car and asked him to leave, but he started arguing with her about using public transportation and risking our baby's well-being. I was fuming. I called him demanding he get home and he did eventually. Once he got back, I picked up a fight with him and yelled at him, saying that he's been nothing but overstepping, disrespectful and inappropriate towards our surrogate. Again, he explained the car wasn't for her, but to ensure that the baby is safe. I told him to stop disrespecting the woman and stop using the baby as an excuse to stomp all over her boundaries. He ranted about how he was just trying to make this work and that I should do the same, if not more. He even accused me of not loving our son as much as he does, but this isn't the way. And put in $9,000 for a car without telling me? He left the house for a while and then came back and refused to speak to me. I might have been hard on him. He might have just been oblivious, so I'm less sure seeing his reaction now. Now this one left me really uneasy with his behavior and, you know, the way he's approaching this situation. I kind of think, and again, I'm not making excuses, I'm just trying to think of a reason why he may be going down this path, and maybe it's to do with the fertility, so maybe he thinks, you know, he has to provide in another way or something like that, if that makes any sense. But what he's doing is, you know, pretty creepy to me and could potentially harm the baby with the stress he's causing, overstepping the surrogate's boundaries like he is. And even when OP said, you know, you need to tone it down and respect the woman's space, he accused OP of being jealous of the woman who's carrying her own child and said it makes her look bad, which is absolutely madness. But Unit Healthy says not the arsehole. This is upsetting behavior. It's one of two things. One, he has a crush on her. Or two, he thinks he has a right to police pregnant women's bodies. It's inappropriate regardless. You should quietly assist her in getting an attorney to draft a cease and desist letter to him. You may or may not get the baby, but frankly, I'm not sure your marriage, specifically just your husband and his odd behavior, none of your doing, is in a place to need a baby right now. ETA, lots of people said, there's no way she wouldn't get the baby. My bad. I saw the word friend and wrongly assumed it was an informal surrogacy without legal advice. Crystal Queen 3000 says, not the arsehole. Reading that creeped me out on a deep level. He sounds like a stalker that's obsessed. Does he not realize that stressing her out by being intense and domineering could harm the baby? He needs help and possibly a restraining order. Gay for Alien says, not the arsehole, he's actually endangering the successful arrival of your son because he's not only causing stress to your surrogate, he's also making her uncomfortable that she might seek legal recourse to break the contract. Maybe schedule a formal meeting with lawyers and your surrogate so she can express her needs officially. That might be a way for your husband to actually see the severity of his behavior. And one more from MM172 who says not the arsehole and also yikes. Seriously, I hope this turns out to be the plot of a movie I didn't catch and not something involving real life people. Your surrogate needs a lawyer to figure out how to protect herself for the duration of this pregnancy. And Hunter needs therapy to figure out why he thinks this is okay. And you probably need both these things separately yourself to figure out your path forward if he continues to act like this. Because it does not bode well for how parenting as a team is going to go. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Iowa, who says, am I the arsehole for snapping at my daughter's therapist when she tried to blame my daughter's trauma on me? I, 43 female, have a 22-year-old daughter. All my daughter's life she struggled with mental health issues. She has ADHD, bipolar, and borderline personality disorder. If I'm being honest, I never really understood a lot of my daughter's disorders. I always approach mental illness as something you just bury deep down. And as a single mother, I've tried to do my best, but I know I'm not perfect. Well, recently my daughter asked if I'd go to one of her therapy sessions with her. I only agreed because she seemed super excited about it. When we got there, her therapist first asked me about how I was raised to think about mental health. I said I wasn't raised to think about mental health at all. She then said she guessed that. It seemed kind of snarky, but I ignored it. She then asked about my family's history with addiction and mental issues. I denied any, and she then started to list all the things my daughter told her and asked if they were a lie. They weren't a lie, but I never saw any of these things as big issues. She then began to explain to me that BPD is a trauma response. She explained it can be caused by many things, but by me invalidating her emotions so much like I was invalidating my own, had a part to play in it. She then tried to tell me ways I can cope with my own trauma that can help my daughter through hers. After listening to her spew absolute garbage for 30 minutes, I finally got up and told her she was a fucking quack and didn't know anything she was talking about. I stormed out and left. My daughter called me crying an hour later, and I told her she needed to get an actual therapist instead of that bitch. I wasn't upset with my daughter, but I did feel like she kind of threw me to the wolves. After cooling down though, I think maybe I could have handled that wrong, but I'm not sure. Am I the arsehole? And we start straight away with Isis, who says, "You're the arsehole, licensed counselor here. BPD is a trauma response. Trauma does not have to be what you think of as abuse to cause the same results as abuse. It would do you good to educate yourself on adverse childhood experiences." Edit to add, I don't think OP is an arsehole for not knowing this about BPD, but for their response and behavior towards a therapist. Info above in this comment is for OP to better understand their daughter. Georgia responds to that and says, "And maybe if the therapist hadn't assumed things about the OP and then tried to tell her how to fix her own trauma to fix her daughter, things might have gone better. This is the daughter's therapist, not the mother's. The therapist didn't handle this meeting well. I'm betting the OP felt attacked. This didn't help the mother or the daughter." Masha Masha says, "You're the arsehole. I'd feel sorry for you since you are obviously in denial about your own shortcomings and upbringing. But it's clear that you don't even have an open enough mind to try to do something other than diminish and invalidate your daughter's perspective. 10 years down the road, you will be asking yourself, why doesn't my daughter speak to me anymore? Consider searching missing reasons, and I'm sure you'll see your future there." Goblin says, "You're the arsehole. I hope this is a troll post. By your own admission, you don't understand your daughter's disorders and you don't know how to actually address mental illness. Her therapist has spent years studying this and has her degree in it. This is literally her profession and area of expertise. Stop making this about you, and if you can't, maybe it's time for you to go to a therapist yourself. Your behavior may have lost you your daughter, but if it hasn't, you should be grateful and ask her and listen to what she needs to be able to trust you." And one more from TyVisual1805, who says, "You're the arsehole, and that doesn't even cover it. BPD is a trauma response, and it sounds like you contributed to your daughter's trauma. And now a therapist was trying to help both of you. But instead of facing some hard truths and working on yourself, you threw a tantrum and left. If you cannot do the work, then your daughter probably needs to keep you at a distance so she can get better. And your response after, 'I wouldn't want to be around you.'" Now, what do you guys make of this story? How would you deal with it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Getting involved in the stories and the channel in general means the absolute world. At the very end of the video, there's going to be a couple of playlists that will scroll through the videos for you so you can do whatever you're doing whilst you're listening. Thank you so much for your love, time, and support, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.